This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Week one may be over, but the season's just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Just bet $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps to get your $200 in free bets instantly this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
But the one thing I do remember were the different rules for public figures, right? When it came to slander, when it came to like the tabloids get like a bypass with celebrities because they're public figures.
On 1340 WKGN.
That was like the whole Hulk Hogan's basis of his lawsuit was like, yeah, Hulk Hogan's a celebrity. Hulk Hogan's the one with the 10-inch penis. Terry Bollea, he's a real person. He's not a celebrity. He's got a 4-inch penis.
Well, it's not mine because mine isn't that size, but we were discussing the length of Hulk Hogan's. I do not have a 10-inch penis. No, I do not.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
When it comes crashing down and it hour two kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour two headlines. What do you got for us, Robin?
Jeopardy. The hosts have been debated. It's been complicated process for them. Maybe he gave Aaron another call, but they finally decided to go with Ken Jennings and was it Mayim Bialik?
That's the girl from Big Bang Theory.
It is, yep. And the guy, Ken Jennings, is actually the highest American game show contestant of all time, highest earning American game show contestant of all time. He holds the record for the longest winning streak on Jeopardy.
What are his career winnings? Do you have that?
I do not look into that, though. But he did win 74 consecutive times on Jeopardy.
Like,
74!
I know that James Hallshauer guy or whatever that you know came and kind of changed the way people were playing with the way he was hunting daily doubles. I know he had like bigger one-day wins, but I guess he didn't win long enough to pass Jennings.
His total earnings on Jeopardy are, let's see, $4,522,700 over his 74 wins.
Wow.
Yeah. He also had a $2,000 second-place prize in his 75th appearance, so I guess he got second in that next match. Pretty crazy.
That's cool.
But there you go. There's your new Jeopardy host. What have they been doing?
Hopefully no one cancels. No one looks
up. Is the show not making new episodes right now? Are they just playing reruns? Is that what they've been doing?
They film a lot of them in advance. I'd say, I guess, the canceled guy, maybe he's been on as the host for a while. I don't know.
Yeah. News broke yesterday. Man, this gets me excited. This gets me pumped. Juices are flowing. Colts, your team, John, are set to appear in the first in-season edition of Hard Knocks. Let's go.
This gets you pumped.
Say it again.
This gets you pumped.
You don't like Hard Knocks? I think an in-season is going to be cool. It's the first time ever, Cam.
Definitely
get an in-depth look.
Preseason.
Yeah, absolutely. Colts with their drama potentially throughout the season. It's set to premiere November 17th. So
do we know? Are they recording right now? Are they filming right now?
Let's see.
Because I imagine they're just doing like the week before. But how far back are they going
to
go?
It just says the weekly series will follow the Colts as they look to return to the NFL playoffs. I'm not really sure where they're going to start at. It's set to premiere in November. I don't know.
Yes, it knows. Yeah, like, I was going to say,
kind of sounds like they want to do the end, though, if they're trying to see if they're going to make a playoff run. You think it would be like, what did the, I know Amazon had like a little series. They did the Cowboys at one point where it's like.
Cardinals as well, I'm pretty
sure. And it just kind of more focused on the end of the season than it did like preseason or at least the whole entire year, yeah. But we excited about this? Do we think the Colts, interesting enough team with the Carson Wentz situation, all that?
I don't find them very intriguing at all. Like,
I wonder why they chose the Colts.
Maybe Ursay was the only one that was down to try it. I don't know.
Yeah, possibility.
I don't know why. Like, I don't think they get people excited.
Like you said, though, I mean, the in season Hard Knocks. I mean, that's gonna be fun. It's gonna be interesting to have some kind of an inside look on the team.
I guess, let's just say theoretically the Colts are like 4-6 or 5-6, whatever the number would be. Like, are they still gonna do it? Because they tried this with Arsenal, and Arsenal, you know, was terrible out the
game.
Oh
yeah, they kind of backed out a little bit. Yeah,
we're not doing this anymore.
Oof.
So what happens if the Colts are bad when this happens? Like, it seems like a weird team to pick. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm interested in it though. Because so much of like the preseason Hard Knocks is just like, who's going to make the roster?
They always have that guy that's, yeah, kind of borderline that you kind of like.
Sure.
Who,
and you can still like sell yourself as like, hey, we have hope. Hey, this year's going to be different. It's preseason yet. Again, you haven't started losing yet. So, you know, I wouldn't mind watching after a big loss. I can't wait to watch the episode where they lose to the Titans.
Oh, yeah?
That'll feel so cool. Just watching my team and then watching the recap. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I mean, the Titans and Colts always play like on that Thanksgiving weekend, I'm pretty sure. This year, they're not. This year, they're playing Halloween. So maybe that's the first game they're going to get to. 11-17. Would that fit up? Maybe. It's usually like, probably going to be tough, but there might be some footage from there. Maybe they'll start filming right at the beginning of November after the loss. That'd be great. Tennessee Titans took a 3-game lead in the AFC South.
We'll see about that one.
Yeah.
This could be showing the turnaround for the Colts. Slow start, maybe. Maybe showing how they retake the AFC South champ.
I mean, maybe it's they. Do you think that has something to do with it? Because the Colts have the easiest schedule down the end of the season. Do you think maybe it's like, hey, this could be
maybe
good manufactured drama because we're going with a team that should be able to reel off like 5 straight wins, and maybe they're less likely to think it's a jinx if like this goes well.
It was interesting. They said they're going to announce us at halftime of the game. I thought it was going to have to do with either the Giants or the football team, but kind of surprising. It was just somebody completely different. You might be right, though.
I mean, starting in November, like after they play the Titans on, you know, Halloween, they got the Jets, Jags at Buffalo, Tampa at Houston, New England at Arizona, Vegas, Jacksonville. It's not as easy as I thought it was. Why did we think that schedule was so easy? I guess the Jets, getting the Jets, Houston and Jags, three of your games, I guess, helps.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
But Buffalo, Tampa, if New England's any good, Arizona looks pretty good, Vegas. It's not as easy as I thought. Man, I feel much better about the Titans winning the division now. Anyways, got any other headlines?
Yeah, I was going to say, ready for next headline. Did you guys see the news from Notre Dame? I guess Purdue be taking on Notre Dame. Anybody calling the upset? Notre Dame sort of struggling a little bit. But,
I don't know anything about Purdue.
I know they beat Oregon.
I
know they beat Oregon State. It's about okay. All I know is they beat the Beavers.
I don't know anything about the Beavers, so I'm going to hold off on an upset pick. But I won't be surprised. That's what I'll say.
Well, bad news for Purdue and their band, as they will be without the world's largest drum versus Notre Dame for the first time since 1979.
How do you leave the drum?
It will not be there. According to a communication from the University of Notre Dame, our band will not be permitted to take the world's largest drum through their tunnel and onto the football field for this Saturday's game, said Aaron Yoder, a spokesman for the university's band and orchestras.
They
he said Notre
this.
Dame Athletics has restricted the use of their main tunnel to their own football team and band, which is the only interest large enough for the drum, the massive Purdue drum. We've been told the visiting teams and bands have to use a separate tunnel that is much smaller. Our drum is about 10 feet tall on its carriage and 565 pounds. Big drum. So it doesn't even come close to fitting in this other tunnel. Is this a play by Notre Dame, John, to get rid of the big drum?
This is unacceptable.
Is this a rivalry game? Right? This is, right? Both Indiana teams?
This is unacceptable.
Is this a rivalry game?
I mean, they don't play every year.
They don't, but I feel like they used to or something,
I'm sure,
maybe,
Purdue,
right?
Purdue hates Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I demand justice.
What the hell is the big drum? What is the
I just told you what the big drum is, man. It's a It's a, big,
right, but I mean,
it's a
like,
big damn drum. It's a tradition. It's Purdue.
I mean, is that, I guess I.
It's like the centerpiece for their marching
the
band,
kid,
I think.
Like, kid, do they have him hitting that? I feel like I can see him. You remember
oh.
the sick kid?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like.
He probably did, yeah.
Notre Dame just doesn't support that.
They are a rivalry, by the way. It's the Shalag Trophy. Shalag, yeah.
I remember on NCAA football trying to win that one. big Shalog trophy. How could I forget the rivalry of Indiana and Purdue?
I knew there was something between
these two teams. Well, yeah, they're in the same state. Again, I'm sure Purdue hates it. I'm sure Notre Dame doesn't care.
Don't take away their drum and get away with it. Purdue for the upset.
I mean, for the first time since 1979, that seems like a big deal.
The first time the drum's not going to be at their game?
Yeah.
It's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
You think, like I said, you think Notre Dame doing this on purpose?
It's all about tradition, but they'll take away your big drum when you least expect
it. Exactly.
What a jerk Brian Kelly is.
The world's largest drum, which was built in 19... The world's largest drum. Built in...
came through and just tried to beat it.
Brian Kelly.
It was built in 1921, and it is celebrating its 100th birthday this year. Are you kidding me? 100th birthday, and it's not going to be there. And the big, what I say... Shalog trophy game.
So my goodness. They haven't replaced this drum for 100 years?
Guess not.
It's built different.
I doubt it.
The last time the band was without it was in 1979 when it was missing from storage the night before Purdue played Northwestern.
Have y'all
seen Purdue's band in general? Like, they wear those stupid-ass hard hats. Like, they're construction workers.
They've been balling out there with
like
the drums.
They're boilermakers, bro.
I'm disappointed by this.
The Drew Brees game. We'll see. Drew Brees going to be calling it, rooting for his alma mater.
Never mind.
Notre Dame plays.
Is he just like...
He's a play-by-play guy.
Is he play-by-play?
Color.
The color,
Purdue hasn't won the... What is it again? The cup. What's the cup?
S-H-I-L-L-E-L-A-G-H. Shalog? I'd say Shalog, right?
Chalet, probably.
Chalet? You think
the
G's silent?
They haven't won the... trophy or whatever the hell it is since 2007.
Wow.
When they beat Notre Dame 33-19.
Bet they was banging the hell out of that drum that night.
Well, now they're going to have to beat Notre Dame like a drum because they don't have theirs. So,
yeah, it's true.
Upset.
I bet.
Let's do it.
I bet Jeff Brohm is so mad about this. They have lost 9 of their last 10 to Notre Dame, including, I believe, 7 in a row.
Yikes.
So the game on NBC, like you said.
Where else would
it's
it be?
The pre-game
I didn't know if it was only going to be on Peacock last
week. It's on both, according to my Yahoo.
Yeah, this game's too good just to be streamed on Peacock.
I think they put last
year. Purdue's not that bad. They're not as bad as who they played last week on Peacock.
Toledo.
Yeah, that's it.
I think Toledo's not that bad.
All right, I'm wearing my Purdue shirt.
And as One in Stripes tweets in, this drum has already been at Notre Dame plenty of times because you said they've played there before.
Yeah.
So why all of a sudden does it not fit now?
Because it was the changing of the tunnel, apparently.
Oh, okay. I didn't listen to any of what you said.
So I know you weren't. It's okay.
I was lost on the...
Yeah, sure.
All right, good batch of headlines. Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Are there any college football storylines this weekend? I mean, Hayden, you said there's a really good slate of games.
Yeah, I like it.
We got a couple top 25 matchups. I guess the biggest game in the SEC is Alabama going to the Swamp. Do we have any reason to think that Alabama struggles at all in this game?
No.
I mean, the only thing I would say is I'm not convinced that Miami's very good.
Sure.
So, I mean, that week one, like, beatdown is not, like, it's getting less and less impressive, like, for me. So, like, I know Alabama, like, looked great, Bryce Young looked great, but Miami sucks. Like, their defense is terrible.
Yep.
Like, their offense is not good either. So, I mean, maybe that's a decent team. That week one game's closer.
Do we care what Miami looks like, though? Like, is that about Miami or just about Alabama? Because to me, like, Alabama's done enough to earn the benefit of the doubt with me. Like, the one question I had was, like, what Bryce Young looks like, and I don't care if it's Miami. He still was putting the ball right on the money.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I'm wrong, but, like, that was the only question I had was, like, what does he look like? Because when he had gotten in the games in mop-up duty, I didn't think he looked as good as Tua. Like, I don't know if you guys remember when Tua came in mop-up duty, like, he looked good.
Oh, yeah.
Running around, making plays.
He came in when – didn't he throw the interception to Rashawn Galton
or
whatever?
But you could see, like, it jump off the page, like, oh, my God, Alabama's got this guy coming. Yep. And you could tell, like, oh, this guy's a monster. Yep. I didn't feel that way with Young last year, so I had a couple questions about him. But then they got answered against Miami. It's just like, oh, yeah, he's got NFL talent at wide receiver again. Like, every one of these guys are NFL receivers. And, yep, not going to slow down at all. they're still the best coach team and the, still the most talented team, and they're going to keep rolling.
The line seems a little low to me, so I don't I mean
14.5 on the road.
I mean,
I guess the number 11.
But based
team,
on what you've seen from Alabama, like I feel like that line should be higher just from what they've done against Miami, but it's not. So it's making me think it's like, oh, this game's gonna be close, especially if like the Richardson guy like plays a lot.
Well, they lost only by 6 points in the SEC championship game. They were 16.5 point underdogs in that game.
They're down 19 at halftime though, weren't they?
Right, they were. And then they, you know, had, you know, they scored a touchdown to get them back in, you know, within a one score game late in that game. Dan Mullen has covered 4 of the last 6 times against Alabama.
He's never beat him, though.
Never beat him. 0-10 outright, which no one's beaten Alabama, bro. I was having a conversation with my friend who's an Alabama fan, and we're talking about it. The rivalry, Nick Saban, how long he's going to be there. She used to work there and was like, he's not slowing down anytime soon. He just loves coaching football and hates being bored is what she said. So, AKA, he's not retiring anytime soon. And then, you know.
That's good.
We were talking just about, you know, when you would bet for Tennessee to have beaten Alabama. Like, do you think Tennessee beats Alabama before 2030?
No.
Nope.
So, if you had to bet money right now, like, you think Tennessee's going to go over the decade again?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because this coach we got right now is just going to drive us more in the ground. So,
I mean, I'm not disagreeing. I don't.
I mean, I'm just being realistic. Like, this is the best year you're going to get from Josh Heupel, unless he can just pull a rabbit out of the hat and like get this new quarterback that he's bringing in, like is the next Johnny Manziel or like next Heisman winner. Like, this is going to be Josh Heupel's best team. He's not recruiting anything else. Like, we're going to be absolutely terrible on defense for the next 5 years or however long till he gets fired, and our offense is going to – I mean, we might score a lot of points. We might not. Depends on what this quarterback is he brings in.
So you say no. Draven, does Tennessee beat Alabama once before 2030?
I kind of want to say yes. At some point, something happens. Like, I mean, come on, man. That's another decade. Like, who knows what's going to happen in the next 10 years?
We've only been close 2 times in 12 years, though.
That's just been close what?
2 times in 12 years. I mean,
12 years, okay, going back to Kiffin's year.
And then Butch.
Right.
Butch's third year.
You don't think Saban ever go back to the NFL?
No.
Ever?
No.
Never, ever?
Nope.
Why would he?
Yeah, why would he? I think.
Prove he can do it?
Nah, I think he saw at, you know, when he went to Miami, it's just like, I can't get along with these players. Yeah, I make some D's nuts jokes, and the boys love me now. Like, I'm much more interested in trying to like make these guys millionaires and like have my power over them and do that. It seems to be a much better lifestyle for him. I think at his age, there's no chance, especially after we see Urban Meyer fail.
So you definitely think Nick Saban will be still coaching Alabama in 2030?
No, I'm not saying that. That's why I made it 2030 because like maybe he retires and you know you have a chance.
Even if he does
retire, he's never beating Nick Saban at Alabama. Like,
no.
If he's there in 2030, then the answer is no. Either way, that's depressing. So I just wanted to see where you guys are at. So you all say no?
Yeah, absolutely not.
Okay.
Hopefully we just continue the program. Yeah. At this rate. Ugh.
Basketball school.
Yep.
Baseball school. So you buy Florida having a chance this weekend or no?
I just feel like the line's too low based off what we've seen from both teams.
Talking about just winning the game, though.
Or winning the game? No, I don't think so.
Draven, you give them any chance to win the game?
No, they don't. No.
Cam, any chance to win the game?
Not unless they're playing that one kid the entire time instead of trying this dumb two quarterback thing. Nope.
That does sound like a big disaster.
Like they're doing what Florida did when Tebow first got there, like with just like goal line stuff and like only running play situations and like when he was clearly like the better option.
Well.
Do you give Florida any shot?
No, I don't. Which is why it's weird calling it the game of the week, because I don't think anybody in the country thinks they're going to win except Tim Tebow. I heard him on First Take this morning saying they're going to win.
Of course.
I need him to just go away.
Well, what else you got in college football then? Like you said, there was a big slate this weekend. You just mean like
I think there's
like
a lot of good
on,
non-conference games this weekend. Like I mean, just like before like conference schedule like gets rolling.
Like it is weird that Auburn is going to Penn State in like week 3.
Yeah, it's only the third time ever like a ranked SEC team's gone on the road to a Big Ten team, I think.
It's the first time Auburn's played on the road in the Big Ten in 90 years.
Yeah, well, Alabama was the last one, and like they played Penn State like 10 years ago,
yep.
Same situation. And then the time before that was like in the 60s, I think.
Yep.
That's what I saw yesterday on Twitter.
Auburn goes on the road to Penn State. Auburn's ranked number 22. Of course, Brian Harsin's first year. How much pressure is he under there? Because it's Penn State. It's a top 10 opponent. They're doing the whole whiteout thing. It's going to be on national TV. It feels like it's kind of house money, but at the same time, it is his first audition as the head coach of Auburn in front of a national audience. Like, no one cares what they've done so far. They've beat up on some bad teams. They look good, but they've beat up on some bad teams. You know,
it's one of the worst teams. I mean, Akron's lost
sure.
like a lot of games in a row.
Sure.
They only won one last year. But
I think it's house money unless he gets, like, blown out.
Good news is Penn State type of team to blow somebody out.
Exactly. Like, I think if you just keep it close, stay in the game, worst case, like I think people are going to take that as a win when you see top 10 team, first year. You just show the potential that you can play with, you know, teams like that.
This game's
I don't know how good Penn State actually even is, but.
Yeah, it's going to be low score.
I was going to say, it's going to be ugly. Both these quarterbacks mm-hmm. are kind of terrible, in my opinion. Bo Nix, and was it Clifford?
Sean
still,
Clifford.
Yeah, still
Auburn's got the most efficient passing of the rating of like the SEC right now.
Who?
Auburn does.
Bo Nix?
Yeah, they're
beating
the
up on these weaker opponents.
Yeah.
Bo Nix is not good. You cannot convince me Bo Nix is good. I've watched enough Bo Nix the last couple of years. He is not good.
Bo Nix is still there.
Yes, he's still there.
Mm-hmm. And like,
I'm just shocked Auburn's ranked. Like they haven't done anything in the first 2 weeks. It's just kind of surprising.
It's just based on people losing and no one really having significant enough wins to get in. But, I mean, to your point, Draven, like, Bo Nix is just significantly worse on the road. I think he might have, like, 10 losses as a starter or something like that. And, like, 7 or 8 of them are on the road. Like, he's worse on the road, like, period. So, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. Like, Penn State's defense is good. Like, saw that against Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not sure how good Wisconsin is on offense, but they look good on defense. And I mean, I don't know anything about Auburn's defense, obviously. But
what's the spread on this game?
6.
6.
Oh, it's 6 now.
Find it on FanDuel.
I was gonna say I can't find it either on FanDuel.
Well, it's been 6 all week. If they've taken it down, then
I thought I had it as 5.
Okay. You're killing me.
I'm looking at 6 right here. I'm looking.
Stuff away.
Is that where game day is gonna be at Penn State?
Probably.
Is it at Alabama? Might be at Alabama, actually.
Or Florida, you mean?
Checked.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Sorry. Yeah. It might be at Florida. Like, I know that's where Tebow's at, but maybe he's just there for like – does he still do like the SEC morning show or no?
Yeah, he does.
He's wearing that stupid-ass outfit last
year. Yeah, Indiana.
Literally
Indiana,
the dumbest outfit I've ever
seen.
They
were just trying to, you know, throw them a bone.
I would imagine it's not going to be there since Indiana lost. But
yeah,
all right, we'll catch a break. We'll come back. We'll make our Week 3 college football picks. Hayden, go ahead and make sure your mic's – on, because you got a lot of talking to do after.
Oh, it's on.
It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Football picks of the weekend brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. We're talking college football now, but Sunday night, Chiefs Ravens. Well, FanDuel's going to make it even bigger for you. It's the biggest game of the weekend. How's about 30-1 odds on either team to win? Turn $5 into $150 because FanDuel loves the kids that are at least 21 or older. New customers can lock it in, take advantage, the Chiefs or the Ravens. Turn $5 into $150. FanDuel is America's number one rated sports book for a reason. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure with fast payouts and easy deposits. It's betting made simple. When you win, you get your payouts in as little as 24 hours. See for yourself why FanDuel is the best. Sign up with the promo code TALKSPORTS this Sunday before the Chiefs take on the Ravens, and you can win $150. On a $5 bet. Remember, use the promo code TALKSPORTS so they know that we sent you exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus of $200. The bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. All right, Hayden. I guess the floor is yours, my friend.
All right, John.
First of all, where'd you go last weekend? What's your season record?
Okay, you want me to update all the season records real quick?
I want yours.
I would like
mostly
to know where I'm at, though.
Okay, we'll do.
I know you went 5-3 week 1. Where'd you go last week?
Okay, so last week I went 4-5.
Okay. So now you are one game above 500?
Yeah. So the season standings right now, Cam's in first place. He's 6-4, 60% obviously. He's 1-1 in locks. I'm second place, 9-8, good for almost 53%. 2-0 in my locks. Only one's 2-0, by the way. Draven and John are tied for third. Draven's 3-3. John's 2-2. They're both 1-1 in their locks.
I'm 1-0 in my locks. I never said Louisiana was a damn lock. I never said that.
Well,
I never said that, just for the record.
And
I didn't know
count my week 0 3-0.
I went 4-0 week 0, so I'm a shame. Either way.
All right, ready? Go ahead. Give us your week 3 college football picks.
Well, I was only going to have 9 college football picks today because I didn't think 11 would fit on the graphic right. But John kind of inspired me to add the other 2 on here. I'm adding the Friday night games. Everybody listen up.
11?
The last 2 weeks, I'm 4-0 on Friday night games.
It is nice to win the Friday night games. Get your weekend started off right.
2-0, both parlays. I'm up big on Friday night. Now, okay. I like the Friday night favorites tonight. Both of them on the road. UCF -7 at
7.5.
Okay, -7.5. It doesn't matter. They're going to beat them by 50.
I'm just saying it's 7.5 right
okay.
now.
Okay, -7.5 at Louisville, and Maryland -7 at Illinois.
That's also 7.5.
Okay, -7.5 there, too.
Maybe I'm trying to steal a half.
I don't know.
I wrote these down last
doing,
night.
Hayden.
I know what you're doing, buddy.
Okay, both of those are fine.
Okay. However, both the +7.5 for Illinois and Louisville is at -120, so maybe it goes back down to 7 before a kick. So maybe wait on it before you put it in. Anyways, go ahead.
Okay, starting out tomorrow morning in noon games, Coastal -14 at Buffalo. Buffalo only scored 3 points last week against Nebraska. So Coastal has the best offense in the country. They generate the most scoring opportunities, and they convert on those scoring opportunities the most in the entire country.
Have you been on Coastal every year or 14. Every game so far?
Okay, 14.
Have you been on Coastal every week?
2-0.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Last week was a little bit.
Keep riding it.
But, it was. That's fine. Another noon game. I like Oklahoma, first half, -13 versus Nebraska. I like Cincinnati, -3.5 at Indiana. 2 o'clock game, Nevada, -1.5 at Kansas State. Kansas State just lost their quarterback last week. Carson Strong, potential #1 overall draft pick, is a good player for Nevada. I like that game a lot. Wake Forest, -4.5 versus Florida State. That's the 3:30 ESPN game. Florida State sucks. Sam Harmon's good.
Watch out about that one.
So, well, Draven, you worry about yourself over there.
It's true, right. Draven. Worry about yourself.
Wow. 7:30 game. I like Auburn +5 at Penn State. I'm not sure that Auburn's going to win the game, but I do think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I kind of like the under in that game, too, but I'm just on my card. So, I do like Auburn +5 at Penn State.
+6.
Okay, +6. Even better. Boise State -3 versus Oklahoma State. The 9 p.m. FS1 game tomorrow night. Boise State, they looked pretty good last week on the Smurf turf. And Oklahoma State, I'm just not so sure they're good. Like, I feel like they're like scoring 17 points a game every game. I like Brock Meyer for Boise State. Keep it rolling. They also kind of run hurry-up offense, score a lot of points. And then the late-night game, I like BYU +4 versus Arizona State. So, home dog, Arizona State. I know Arizona State's good, but I think BYU is pretty good, too.
They just beat, Utah last week, right?
Yeah, they beat Utah last week. I think it was on the road, too. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then my lock of the week, college football, is the late night game, 10:45 p.m. on the Pac-12 Network. So, you might have to do a subscription to watch this game or stream it online or something. Fresno State, +11. At UCLA.
Okay.
It's 10.5 now, so get it fast.
Are you done yet?
That's it. That okay. was my luck. That was the last one.
All right, let's move on.
All Cam. Those were good, weren't they?
I don't know. I lost track. All right, Cam, what do you got?
All right. Coming off my 4-0 last week in college football.
Killed it, 4-0.
I got 6 for y'all.
Okay.
Oh, my God, man. We got to stop this. No.
Hey,
no.
Hey. When I don't miss, I can do what I want. When you don't miss, you can do
college football game.
When I don't miss, I can do what I want.
This is so stupid.
No.
This is so stupid.
You know,
we should have max.
I'm trying to make the people money, Draven. Do you not want the people to have money?
3 max. Like, this is getting ridiculous.
If you go 4-0, you can make as many picks as you want. I agree with Cam. Now, Hayden's. You followed a 4-5 week by picking even more games.
Yeah, hey, and if you go under 500 with those 11 picks, you don't get to pick 11 games next week. We got to start cutting you a little short, man. Sorry.
We're going to get our audience out of money.
That's what I'm saying. Like, 11 picks.
All right.
I think I'm over the gambling segment, so I think I'll just do what I want, Draven. That's okay with you.
How do you like that? He doesn't tell you how to do headlines.
A lot of attitude, yeah. A lot of attitude.
Okay. Well, what I got for you this week, I got Michigan minus 26.5 against Northern Illinois. I think Michigan defense, just Northern Illinois, is going to get shut down. Michigan will do enough offensively to cover that.
Northern Illinois is not bad, right? Didn't they beat somebody week one?
I think they're pretty bad.
Did they not upset like Georgia Tech or somebody?
Yeah, they beat Georgia Tech, yeah, who's so good.
Why is everybody such an attitude all of a sudden? Frye.
Worry about your own picks, Draven. Jeez.
It is Frye. I don't know what they're doing this
I don't know what the
problem
is.
I also got Cincinnati minus 3.5 against Indiana. Like Cincinnati a lot. I think they're going to be motivated to go in there whack around Indiana. I got Florida-Bama over 59.5.
Got a hype man over here.
Those games usually always go over between those two. So I'm rocking with the over 59.5. I think they can combine for 60. Got Northwestern minus 2.5 versus Duke. I think they go down to Duke and show who's the smartest and best at football. Covered by 3.
What a disgusting game.
I was going to say, awful. But you going to watch that game, Cam?
Absolutely not.
I was going to say, I know you're not going to watch a second of that game.
With his eyes closed.
I think my lock of the week is Iowa Kent State under 56.5. I'm not sure if it's still there, but that's where I got it at a couple days ago. Iowa goes under at home a ton. They almost always go under at home in the past few years. So I like that there. And then I got Penn State and Auburn under 53. Just, I think the Penn State defense is good. I think Auburn will be fine defensively. Penn State doesn't do anything special on offense. Low scoring game.
Okay. You good? You done?
Yeah.
All right. Draven, what do you got?
All right, let's get to the real picks here. Let's get to some big boy picks. How about it, Hayden?
Did you go in college football last week?
I don't think I went bad.
You went 2-1.
Yeah. Okay. I had a really good week last week there.
You could have been undefeated had you not picked Vanderbilt.
Vandy.
Or picked against Vandy.
Vandy. They were down 21-7, too. I was like, oh, it's in the clear.
Told you.
That's how that goes. All right. First up, I love the Sparty Michigan State on the road in Miami. Noon. I believe it's on ESPN, ABC, one of those networks. Plus 6.5, Hayden. Miami's not good. Miami is just not good. Like, let's be honest. They should have lost to App State last week. They got killed by Bama. Hayden said it earlier. The more Miami plays, the more we think they weren't a good team to begin with, right? Yeah. Michigan State, good defense. Got a good defense.
And they have a ton of transfers in them, including Quavo Crouch.
I think they'll low-scoring game. They'll hang in there, shut down Derek King, who's overrated. Plus 6.5. Not calling the upset, but it's going to be a close game. Michigan State covers. Next, I like Virginia Tech to cover on the road. I'm surprised they're dogs in this game. Like, West Virginia just lost to Maryland. Jarrett Dodge, who cares who it is. West Virginia's quarterback is not good. He's not good. He threw 2 picks against Maryland last week. We've seen what this Virginia Tech defense can do. They completely shut down Sam Howell. They're going to shut down West Virginia's offense. That's what they do. They're good defense. Low-scoring game again, but plus 2.5, give me that all day. They're going to win this game outright. I would even maybe sprinkle a little bit of the money line. It's only plus 110, but I do love that plus 2.5. Va Tech, the Hokies, getting the big win. Just jumped in the rankings, too. I feel good about that one. And then I've got, let's see, I have Central Michigan. This is actually my lock of the week. Central Michigan, boys, will cover that 18.5 spread at LSU. They will cover. LSU is terrible. Terrible. They were struggling with, who was it last week, Hayden? McNeese State, yeah. They were struggling with. The whole Max Johnson situation's a mess. The quarterback's a mess. The defense is getting ran down their throats. UCLA ran it all over them. What did Central Michigan do in that week 1 performance? Ran it all over Missouri. Think they can run the ball, control the clock a little bit, hang in there, maybe a late cover. 18.5, they will definitely cover that spread. And, Hayden, I'm right with you. Another kind of upset alert. Wee-oo, wee-oo. Fresno State will cover 10.5 at UCLA. I love that pick. There you go.
How things have changed on LSU. A few weeks ago, all y'all picked LSU.
I know. What an idiot I was.
Now the SEC Mike's lock of the week as well.
What, Central Michigan?
Yep.
Okay.
He's 2-0 in the last week.
I feel
so
better
far,
about it.
So he says give him Central Michigan. He also said to sprinkle a little bit on the money line.
Ooh.
We'll see.
Money line? What is that?
He said sprinkle a little bit on
what
the money line.
What is that?
All right.
It's Draymond. Plus 820.
Golly.
I like your picture.
I that.
It's worth it.
Can I go?
Oh, sorry. Yes. Go ahead.
When I'm trying to go. No, go ahead. Finish your conversation. Go ahead.
I was done.
You're done now?
Yep.
Okay. Wish your mic would have been off then. My picks for the weekend. I'm going to ride with Draven. He's got a hot hand. Give me Va Tech. They haven't been great under Justin Fuente in this scenario. They haven't been great. I understand. They're 4-11-1 against the spread when the line is in between 3 points either way. On the other hand, West Virginia is 11-3-2 against the spread as a home favorite since 2017. Neil Brown, 4-0-2 against the spread.
Wow.
Himself. However, this is one of those series that Virginia Tech just has the nod in. They've covered 15 of the last 20 against West Virginia going back to 87. They've covered three straight.
When's the last time they played? Like Big East?
2017.
Okay.
Virginia Tech was favored by 5 points and covered. They won by 13. So I gave you some of the trends, but the trend I like the most is one that is actually like kind of the opposite of what people used to claim all the time. The story used to be home team that's unranked, favored over a team that's ranked. That's money. It's a system play. Hey, take advantage of that. However, the last 20 seasons, that hasn't gone that way. Unranked teams favored by three or fewer points against an AP top 15 team. Virginia Tech is number 15. Opponents are only 8-18-2 against the spread the last 20 years. Usually, the small underdog that's coming in ranked takes advantage and beats the other team. I'm going to go with Vitek. That's pick number one.
Playing for the Black Diamond Trophy as well.
Oh.
Nice.
Do you know that?
Is that just like a code for coal?
I guess, but that's what their trophy name is
Cole
for the rivalry.
Black Diamond, right?
Yeah.
Coal turns into diamond, yes.
Yeah. The Black Diamond Trophy.
Playing for a trophy of coal. I need to reconsider because I feel like West Virginia gets so mad when they lose this game. We want the coal trophy.
That's all they have.
Give us the coal trophy, damn it. Give me Vitek, 2.5. Sprinkle a little on the money line as well.
Hey.
Go ahead. My second pick of the weekend, I will go with the Arizona State Sun Devils and the BYU Cougars to go under. I want under 51. The under is 8-2 when Arizona State takes on a ranked opponent under Herm Edwards. BYU has gone under in 5 straight games. These teams are going to run the ball. Herm Edwards is going to bring a little bit of an NFL style. So does BYU. Going to be lower scoring, 51. I'll take the under there. That's pick number 2. And my stone cold lock of the week. Now, this is a lock I stand behind, Hayden. Not wherever the hell you put on Louisiana as a lock.
Louisiana?
On my lock that you gave me, okay. That I didn't call a lock that you're grading as a lock. This one is – put 3 locks next to this one. Go ahead, lock it in. The safest bet in all of sports, Alabama first half, -7.5. Lock it in.
Okay. I like that.
I know you said Florida covered last year in the SEC championship. Well, guess what? They were down 19 at halftime.
Yep.
Alabama has the best coaches in the country. They have the best game plans in the country. They come in. They get up early. They score 20-something points every half. I think they're going to be up something like, 27-17? 27-14. They're going to score a bunch of points. That's what they do. Go ahead. Stone Cold Lock. Alabama -7.5 first half. Those are the college football picks of the weekend. Shout out to FanDuel. Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. They know they should be crowning now. School walk. Discount paper. Discount paper. Can you two idiots quit screaming at each other, please? The audience isn't going to know which two idiots I'm talking about.
I know.
They're going to assume that you're one of them, though.
Yeah, they know I'm screaming.
They know we got one of them in there.
Cam just tries to get under my skin. That's all
wrong.
This is. Yeah. You know exactly what you did, Cam.
I'm just trying to live my life, enjoy my life, and Draven's not happy about that.
You guys okay? You guys fighting over a girl or money? Which one is it? It's always one of the two.
It's a girl.
It's a girl? Okay.
Yeah.
It's always one of the two. It's where the beef always happens.
We can't let a girl come in between us like this, Cam.
That's true. You guys are obviously best friends. You guys are obviously...
I would like to think of us as best friends.
Yeah.
You guys are obviously very close. Can't let any women come in between you.
That's true.
What are you trying to say? That me and Cam aren't that close?
I mean, people think you guys, like, real life hate each other, so I don't...
Yeah, we can't let this come between us, so...
I mean,
I'll be the big man here, and I'll just keep the girl. And we can just squash this right now.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
You agree to the terms?
No, I don't. No. Cam over here, I told him
to. Have you been doing your own laundry, like, at your place?
What do you mean?
At your new apartment?
Why do I smell bad?
I just didn't know. Like, have you been like drying that jersey?
Why is it coming? Is it falling apart?
It's just a little snug over there. I wasn't sure.
Okay, I see what's going on here. You know what? No. I'm looking forward to a great weekend. No. You guys aren't going to put me down right now. No, not happening.
It is Friday. That is true. Do you have any plans this weekend?
No, not really. Still got to go buy a couch. So, you know.
You still just had your bed in the living room?
Yeah.
It's kind of comfy, right?
It is. I was going to say, I kind of don't want to go couch shopping, to be honest.
I told you I had to rush into it. You remember that conversation? Yeah. No, I got to get furniture. I'm an adult now, John. I'm living by myself. I got to make sure it's put together. Like, just take your time.
That is true. It's kind of nice. Yeah. Just stuff all over the place.
Yeah. You had any company over?
I've had a couple friends over, but, you know.
You guys just sit on the bed together?
I have, like, chairs and stuff where they can sit if they don't want to sit on the bed with me. Some people are a little uncomfortable with that, you know.
Sure.
It's just how it goes.
So no plans this weekend?
No. You want to hang out?
I don't mean it like in a bad way, but not really. I just don't really have. I mean, what do you want to do? I mean, is there anything you want to do?
Nah, forget it.
I'm kind of feeling a lazy weekend this weekend. That's kind of what I was getting at.
Will you just lay up and watch some football all day?
Yeah, maybe watch some TV. I don't know about how much football I'll watch tomorrow, because unlike Hayden, I wasn't very into that Saturday schedule. I've watched a lot of football, college football all the first two weekends. I will say I've watched more than I anticipated, so maybe I'll keep it rolling. Maybe. We'll see. Maybe take it in the Vatek West Virginia game. I don't know.
Hey.
Check in on the first half of Alabama that we can turn off at halftime. If you had something like good you wanted to do, I might listen. Friday night's usually my bowling night. You any good at bowling?
Probably could beat you.
I mean, I'm not going to.
How are you? What would be your Madden rating on bowling?
I'd be Big Ben.
So like a 70?
Whatever they got Big Ben at. A man who was once good that's no longer good in the shell of himself. That would be me, breaking down.
You'd be like a 75. I think Big Ben's around a 75, 80.
It's so bad because I used to be good. That's the worst part. I imagine that's how Big Ben feels.
Just thinking he used to be good.
Phil Rivers last year probably felt the same way. Like, man, I used to be something. I used to be something. Now I'm nothing. Because I used to, you know, in college, I took a bowling class, you know, could 180,
200. Wow.
I was bowling a lot. And then since then, my thumb's kind of going out on me. And I've recently made the switch to I'm a curve bowler now, like the professionals. What are you giggling about over there, Hodden?
He just lost his mind.
Yeah, what was so funny about that?
Just the professionals made me laugh. I don't know.
Well, that's how they throw it.
It's just funny.
That's what I've morphed into that. Cause
I suck at bowling. I will never go again.
My thumb was giving out on me. I got to the point where I could barely break 100. And by the middle of the first game, my thumb's swelling up. I can't throw the straight ball anymore. Because, again, I broke it twice. You can kind of see the bones kind of still sticking out. It locks up. So I made the switch to I'm a curve bowler now. Last week, I kind of got back on track a little bit. Back-to-back games, 126 each. I was like, okay, a little progress. Picked up some more strikes and spares than I had been in a while. So I'm learning the curveball. So I'm hoping by like the middle of 2023, I'll be back up around 200.
Okay.
2 years from now.
I'd love to break 100.
Wait, what? 2 years from now? Is that your goal?
I think I have, but like, I don't know. When you like, the last time I went, like.
How many times in your life do you think you've broken 100?
Like a girl almost beat me, and I was like, I ain't going back. Like, I just ain't going back. Like, I suck. I really do suck. Like,
you don't seem like somebody who'd bend his knees and his back. You're just, like, going up there and just throwing it without bending over. You're too cool to
bend over.
Hayden's too cool to bend
over. I try to do it right, but like, it just, like, the ball, like, sticks in my hand, and then it'll just go in the gutter.
Get bigger holes, bro.
Then it just get, like, angry, like, actually angry about, like, some, like, childish game.
Hold your hand up. That's not a childish game.
It's a little childish. I wouldn't say childish, but.
My dad's like, what do you get mad for? Like,
Dad's like,
why don't you just shut up for a second? Like, just let me bowl. Like, I can't do it. Like, I just suck at it. And I'm like, well, I just ain't coming back anymore. And then sometimes, like, if you go with your friends, then your friends, like, start chirping you a little bit. It's like, well, I need to leave. Like, after second or third gutter ball, it's like,
Well, I'm like, hey, at one point I thought about giving up. But then I was like, you know what? I'm actually going to get back good at this because I need something competitive in my life. I can't golf. You know, my knees are starting to pop a little bit. I don't know how much longer my pickup basketball days I got left. So I'm like, you know, I need to have something to at least keep somewhat competitive. No one will ever play tennis with me. So I've learned again. I'm learning the curveball. Like I said, give me summer of 2023. I should be back around 180, 200.
That's such a long time.
You got
from
a glove?
No,
you wear a glove. Get your own shoes. Get your own ball.
No to all of the above.
Yeah.
Maybe by summer of 2023, I will.
Yeah.
Why again? Why do you keep saying that date? Like that's so long from now. That's such a
weird. Give me 2 years.
It's only like, half the time it takes
to
be
a ref. It's like the NFL ref. That's what I was about to say. It's like the NFL ref school. Takes a few years.
It's 10,000 hours, bro.
Sure.
10,000 hours. That's what you got to commit to something to be good at it, an expert at it. So like,
is that what they say?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
So I feel like if you give me like 5,000 hours, I'll be at least pretty good at it. Not an expert, but
you don't consider bowling a little bit of a childish sport? Like I feel like
you
kids
can do it
like
as a child, but
well,
you
I'm just saying, I feel like kids like it more than adults. True or false?
As a kid, I liked everything more than an adult.
I'm just saying, I feel like more
adult,
kids want to go
like
bowling than adults. Like, if somebody asked me to go bowling, I'd be like, eh.
I go bowling a lot. Again, like, maybe once every other weekend. I never really see any kids there. Like, I mean, it's
a Friday
night,
you
want to
go on a bowling date? You seem like you haven't been on a good bowling date lately.
Yeah, with my girl, yeah. I'll take her.
Yeah, I feel like you got to talk to her first.
So, wait, 5,000 divided by 104... means I have to bowl 48 hours a week. I'm not doing that. It takes me 2 years. Dang. Is that math right? That math can't be right. No, that math is right. That's just to get pretty good. Maybe I should put it down to 2,500. 2,500.
I offer to take driving to Dallas. I offer to take him bowling,
weeks.
And he just always shoots me down.
24 hours a week? Can I bowl 24 hours a week? They do have dogs.
Maybe we aren't best friends, Cam. Yeah, it's starting to realize that.
Might need to push that date back to 2024.
Okay.
Jesus.
Before,
you should just retire. Just retire instead.
I'm still somewhat of a young man. Give me until my 37th birthday. Give me.
You ever seen the Pro Bowlers? They don't look young.
2027. Hey. Yeah.
I commend you for trying. Yeah. I literally just couldn't stand the embarrassment any longer.
Well, that's why I started doing the curveball, because I couldn't take the embarrassment or the pain. And again, I went from like an 80. I was down to like 80, 90. Like lucky to break 100. Yeah. Embarrassing, actually. And then now, again. Started throwing the curveball, back-to-back 126 games. Like, okay, a little progress here. And that was with, like, a collapse in the second game. I could have gotten, like, up to, like, 140, which would have been, feeling pretty good about myself. So, again, feeling pretty good with the curveball. Working on it.
Yeah, I think I've probably only broken 100, like, maybe two times in my life.
God, no wonder your dad was yelling at you while you were bowling. Embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. Like, that's
why I didn't know it was that hard to get 200.
It's not.
You've
broken
100 twice in your life? How many times have you bowled?
I mean, probably, like, maybe 20.
Okay.
I
used to bowl
we have
a lot
one like
as a kid.
There's one near my house, but I didn't really like it. It's kind of like
I used to bowl a lot as a kid.
Yeah, but had to have the gutter guards there for a while, and it's like, ah.
You count that in your 100?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Or you couldn't get it with the gutter.
I'm not. No, you could get if you don't get 100 with the gutter guards. Like, what are you doing? You bounce it all the way down there.
They don't knock all the pins over. Hour two in the books. We'll kick off hour three with headlines. We'll do our NFL picks. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan.